The Pirates in Milwaukee taking on the Brewers. Monday marks the 16th anniversary of 9/11. The Milwaukee Fire Department displaying 343 fire helmets to honor the 343 members of the New York Fire Department who were lost on 9/11. We pick up the game in the first inning. A man on for Andrew McCutchen facing Brandon Woodruff.
The pitch, swinging a drive in the right. I spoke too soon. Warning track at the wall, and it is gone. McCutchen just hit one out of here, and the Pirates have the lead.
The 1-2, swing and a miss. And Santana is gone on strikes, and Brault, a little bit extra on that fastball at 93. Brault delivers. Shaw took one right down the middle for strike three. That one at 94, and Shaw just couldn't get the bat off his shoulder against Brault.
Woodruff, here it is. Marte sends one in the air to right center and deep problems, and this one is going to get out of here, and Marte has given the Pirates a 4-0 lead with a booming home run out of here in right center. And the pitch. Brault lines a base hit to center. One runs in. Broxton's throw coming on, and it's going to be late. And Stephen Brault with a big two-out, two-run single to center. And Pittsburgh now leads 6-0. Wow. Brault with his second base hit tonight. He's two out of three, has scored a run and driven in two.
There's choice, so it turns into their run.
Got it. So that would be transference.
Yes.
Okay. A check swing and a strike, and VR is gone.
The Brewers come up short against the Pirates. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after.
I mean, yeah, we just didn't get, you know, there was not much good that happened tonight. We didn't get anything going against Brault. He was, you know, his fastball was a really effective pitch. Just, you know, it was sneaky. It just got on our hitters. And, you know, I think, you know, for the most part, then, you know, he throws a lot of fastballs, but it's a good pitch, obviously. So, yeah, I mean, it was a frustrating day. We just, there was never any point where we got anything good started.
When a team doesn't hit, it always looks flat, right? Like the stadium's quiet, there's nothing to cheer about. Were your guys flat today, did you feel?
I think you just answered the question.
It's like you said,
when you don't get anything going offensively, there's, it's, you know, we didn't have base runners. I mean, we had one base runner through, you know, I think until the fifth, we didn't have a base runner. So, you know, it's tough to get anything going. And we just didn't get anything going.
Okay, so fell behind early, obviously, but what did you think of Woodruff overall?
Well, yeah, I mean, the game was, you know, through five innings, it was really, you know, he made kind of two mistakes, and I thought he recovered after the, you know, the McCutchen home run and pitched four really good innings. You know, their pitcher, you know, offensively had an important night too, and had been a big night. Obviously, the double to him, you know, sets up the Marte home run. You know, and then his hit off Hughes was a big hit too to make it 6-0. So, you know, Brandon did an okay job. I mean, when you're giving up a couple, you know, two run homers, it's gonna hurt. But you know, other than that, he did good. I thought he tired a little bit in the sixth inning. Probably I was curious to see what he looked like going out there. And we had a chance to get it, but we had a chance to get out of that inning.
You on that replay, you asked him to look at both ends of that. Are you convinced they got right? Have you seen it yourself?
I haven't seen it. I mean, I don't predict that stuff. They make the decision. The play at first is what we thought we had the best chance at. And they obviously disagreed.
The series continues on Tuesday. Brent Suter on the hill.